Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who puts the trick in trick-or-treat, Mr. Richard Avery.
Boo.
Did I scare you?
Mildly. Okay. Just walking in the morning, sometimes when I'm late, that scares me.
It should. It should fucking scare you.
So we gotta get right on this.
Boo.
We're doing something a little different today.
A little different.
A lot different.
A lot different.
I'm doing a co-host.
You're doing a co-host.
A co-host. And we drug this one out of the gutter, brought her in here.
Sobered her up. gave her a shower. Shaved her armpits.
Our co-host, my co-host, the guest today is Miss Gracie Glam.
What's up? Hold on. What's up?
Gracie, have you ever hosted a show before?
No.
But you've been on the show. You're a friend of the show.
Yeah, we're friends. I camp out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling this show now More with Mo and Glam.
No.
Boo.
Okay, what do you... Do you guys have better suggestions?
How about More with Glam or More with Gracie?
More with Gracie.
Or how about less with Mo exactly. And more Gracie?
I think that
one works.
Okay, there we go. Because
we like Gracie more than we like you.
We do. Everybody loves Gracie more than they love me. And we did this a few months ago where we did a 5-episode run with Ash Hollywood.
Don't know.
And it was called More with Ashaholics. So I fought to get my name in there and it never happened. So we'll see how this one goes.
Okay.
I've been told that I'm not the boss. I'm just the celebrity.
I'm the boss.
So, slam dunk on Mo's face.
So, Gracie Glam, since you are the co-host, what are we talking about today?
Well, since you are looking especially scary today, I feel like we should just let's some Halloweenies up in here.
Halloween. Boom. So this is the official Halloween episode, then.
Let's do it.
This year, Halloween falls on a Saturday.
Yes.
The show comes out on a Friday.
Yes.
Which is my birthday.
Holla.
Hint,
wink, wink.
So,
Amazon wish list.
Exactly.
Amazon.com.
By the time this comes out, it might be a little late, but there could still be some stuff on the list.
Yep.
So, Gracie.
Does that mean, what? Hold up. That you think that everyone's going to buy you all the shit that's on your list?
It's comic books. There is a Lego Batmobile. It's easy. I went easy on this. And as I put it, all the girls do, if you spoil me, I spoil you. And they give out panties and DVDs.
So what are we getting?
You're getting like Fruit of the Loom boxer briefs that I've worn and a copy of Asian Mouth Club 7 signed by Mo, not Asa Akira.
There's just something beyond disgusting about that.
Hey.
That's actually kind of funny.
Thank you. I thought it was funny. And last year I did this as a joke. And Cleo Valentine actually sent me one of the comic books I wanted because she knows I love Batman. And I was really touched. It was so sweet. It showed up in a box at the office. And I was like, what the fuck's this?
Wow, that's so cool. Cool for her. That's
oh
so awesome.
God.
I know, really.
Speaking of getting older ass. And birthdays, there is this one white hair that is like coming out of your head.
How
old are you today?
Today I'm 38, but when this episode comes out, since we all know we record it beforehand, I will be 39 when this episode comes out. So
wow.
The big 39. Almost over the hill.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
big or under it.
I'm almost a grown up now. I have one more year to become a real grown up, and then I'll find out from the 55-year-olds that no, at 40 you're not a grown up yet.
Nope.
40's the new like 27.
No, 40's the new 60.
Aren't you 27 now?
40's the new 50. No, great.
How old
Gracie's
are you, Gracie?
What, 24?
I'm 25 now.
She turned 25. You know, I remember when this girl was 18.
Wow.
I remember going to this girl's 21st birthday.
Yeah, that was a blast.
I was waiting for you to say, I remember going to her prom.
I went to her 24th birthday at a bowling alley.
Oh, we almost got kicked out.
Yep.
23rd was the club time. Remember where showed up at 45 minutes before the club closed?
For her birthday, her official birthday
party. I have a question.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here it comes.
What are you doing for Halloween? Gracie first.
Yeah, Gracie, ladies what first. Are you doing?
Plug. So I'm probably going to dress up. And I may or might not be DJing at the upstairs room at Create.
When will you know?
I'm gonna be there. I'll be there either way.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to be out of town, and I'm not. So I'm trying to have them kick out whatever douchebag they put in my spot. And
so whatever douchebag porn star that was supposed to be there.
Oh, no porn stars. They're super fit music people only.
They're gonna kick out Steve Aoki for her.
No. I don't know any of these DJs. These disc jockeys.
Well, you're
digital jockeys.
You're old.
I am old.
39.
Do you know Skrillex?
Not personally, but I've heard of the Skrillex.
Yeah, Sunny used to be in a hardcore band, kind of, which actually was kind of cool. So yeah. He's not just like some Euro douchebag.
Do you know your costume yet?
Oh my gosh, kind
of. Oh my gosh, no.
Mo's wearing his today.
I have so many ideas. And I kind of want to give them all away because they're so good. Because I can only pick one, but I don't know how I can pull them all off.
How about you give us one?
Have you got them yet?
Okay, no, because some of them are DIY, do-it-yourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, most of them.
Did you get these off Pinterest?
No, I thought of them myself. They're all
body paint.
They're all things that I truly love. Whether it's pertaining to art or music or specific movies or just shit
that's
cool. She's
dressing up as Andy Warhol.
That's on the list.
Or just a factory. She'll wrap herself in aluminum and call herself the factory. I saw pictures.
I didn't get that one.
Hmm.
I know.
I'm not going to do the whole Cleopatra thing because I feel like that's a little played out.
She's the queen of denial.
And if I'm the three blind mice, I'm missing the other two mice.
Okay.
And I know that I wanted you to shoot me as David Bowie, and we all know that's never going to happen. So,
wow, she took a slam there. She's been wanting me to do a David Bowie Ziggy Stardust photo shoot with her for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Mm. Remember when you met David Bowie, Mr. Ray?
Yeah, I do. A long time ago.
Long time ago.
Did you meet Ziggy? Have you ever met Ziggy in your travels?
No, never have.
That's too bad.
I know.
I would have figured one of these porn bitches would have hooked you up with David Bowie.
I met Iggy once.
You mean porn dudes?
So my question to you is about Halloween. What was the best costume you've ever made or worn in your 25 years? Think on yours, Mo.
Oh, I got mine.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What's yours?
In a heartbeat. And I would wear this costume today because when I was younger, we had the plastic costumes that you pulled on and then you had the plastic mask. And probably now they don't have them because they would, you would die in them. They weren't
flame retardant.
If I had it still, if they had one in my size, I had Mork. Mork and Mindy, and it had the Robin Williams face, and I had the red Mork costume, and I've seen pictures of myself in this from when I was little.
Oh my God.
I would wear that to this day, and with the plastic mask, with the little stupid string that would break, the whole thing, I would totally.
You wouldn't
I
as saw Mork.
At, there's a place in North Hollywood where I do breakfast, right next door is big kids' toys, whatever, and they had a Chips costume. That was a kid size one, and I had to explain to Alex what Chips was.
Now, question, did you, when you would go trick-or-treating in this costume and they would give you a candy, would you go nanu nanu?
I don't remember. I was young and I lived in a trailer park, and I remember that
by the river.
It was always so cold out because it was in Oregon. It gets cold, and so we'd wear our jackets over our costume, and then everybody before you get your candy, take off your jacket, let me see your costume. Fuck you, bitch. Okay, here I go. Give me the candy. So, what's your best costume ever, Gracie?
It wasn't for Halloween.
It was when I was at home alone.
It was for my boyfriend the other night.
It was actually for homecoming week. It was Imagination Day. Because, every single day for a week, each day has a theme.
I've never heard of that one.
I've never heard of that.
So, you have School Spirit Day, and then there was Imagination Day, and whatever. And so I decided that I was going to be a Rastafari. So I painted myself black and I went to school with one of those hats that have the dreads, and I put on boys clothes and this it resembles Bob Marley.
You went in blackface to school.
You know how many people get in trouble
and
for
hands
that?
And arms.
Oh
wow. No, wait, was this Wesley Snipes black? Was this,
I was very chocolate.
Like milk chocolate, though, not dark chocolate.
It was kind of dark. It faded throughout the day, but there some people didn't.
All of a sudden, it becomes infantigo.
That's vitiligo.
Sorry, that was rude. I apologize to all the people out there with infantigo.
It's vitiligo, but okay.
Whatever it is, oh my God.
But yeah, I straight up went to school painted black.
And
like
you
a black
didn't,
person.
And you didn't get kicked out of school.
No. Well,
none
a lot
of the black people had an issue with this.
Well, you know, some people didn't realize that I was white at first. And then shit got a little intense, but that's okay because the bell rang and I went to class. So.
Oh my God. Wait. Did you have sex with a dude in this outfit?
No.
That would have been awesome.
She was a virgin still.
It would have been her IR scene.
But yeah, no, I might.
So what about Halloween costumes?
Well,
not the racist ones.
I was a devil once. So that was kind of cool. Then I was a plumber.
What were you?
Wait, did you show the butt crack?
No, but it might have came out throughout the night. I'm not sure.
What did you dress up last year as?
I don't think I. Oh. I was this a ringleader.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
What were you last year?
I was nothing. I think the last costume I wore was, it said something along the lines of, this is my costume.
And you went to a rave.
And I went to a rave in orange. Mm. I forgot, you know, I didn't really realize that my favorite color is orange until people started pointing out that everything I do, it has orange to it. So I guess it is technically my color.
You told me that was your favorite color.
Yeah, it worked out. But no, I back when I worked for Peggy, I had to do we had to dress up because her kids were born around the same time my birthday was, and so everything was Halloween. So I dressed up as a Jedi because her son was really into that. I dressed up as the Cat in the Hat, and I gave them Dr. Seuss books, and you know, I was trying to be sweet and nice and
score,
you know,
brownie points.
And the boss said I had to.
Yeah.
Pretty much. No, that was the real reason, because I don't do this. I'm not really into Halloween.
That's because it's next to your birthday.
Yeah, and I'm jealous. And this year I have to work on my birthday.
People pay more attention to Halloween than your birthday.
Yeah, and I'm jealous. I'm a jealous bitch.
Since this is playing on your birthday, mm-hmm. you are working right now as
I
we speak.
I am currently working right now, and just so you know, be jealous bitches. If you're listening to this on Friday, October 30th, I am watching AJ Applegate get fucked.
Yes.
By who?
But you're miserable because it's your birthday.
I do recall... No, AJ actually tweeted me and said, and I will let you guys know on Twitter what she got me, but she said that she was going to get me something and asked what I wanted. And I said, all I want is her to be on set with me on my birthday, and here's a link to my Amazon wish list. So if I get a Lego Batmobile from AJ Applegate, which is excessively expensive, I will have to book her on so many jobs.
Is it more expensive than the Death Star?
Oh no! It's $199 for a Lego Batmobile.
That's not bad.
Legos are fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
For a little plastic. Well, technically, it's not Legos. It's Lego. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? I didn't know that. It's no matter what, singular, plural.
You learn something every day.
You do. I learned that from Andy Appleton, friend of the show. He hasn't been on in 20,000 years.
Gracie, what do you love about Halloween, and what do you hate about Halloween?
I love everything about Halloween, just because you get to dress up and be something that you're not, and
like a plumber.
Yeah,
like
you either get to like do the slutty thing, but then once I got into the industry, I was like, that's like every day.
I wanted to cover myself up.
No fun.
I'm dressed as a nun, not a slutty nun, just a nun.
I can see that, like, all of a sudden, like, that just ruined Halloween for me.
I'm like, let me just go through my set box, and I got, like, 10 Halloween costumes, you know? For real. No, I really do.
Oh, my God. So what do you hate about Halloween?
I hate, and soon this will not be an issue, that I live on, like, next to Hollywood Boulevard, and, like, shit gets real.
Shit gets real.
Yeah. Because then, like, you have the people that, like, you're not sure if they're dressed up or, like...
Just every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I walk past Captain Jack Sparrow, like, every morning when I'm
walking. Oh, that's true. Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard. There's all those people that dress up all the time year-round.
Yeah, that's their hustle. People don't hire them, by the way, everyone. They're not hired. They're
You got to pay. You got to tip them. And they're fairly aggressive.
Yeah, they're aggressive because... because they don't work for anyone. Yeah. They're hustling you. So keep your
you
kids
have to
away.
Tip them since when?
That's their job.
That's oh. their, that's what
that's
they
how
do.
They make money.
And that's yeah. what they want to have happen.
Wow. Is
that's why they're out there.
I never knew that. I just wondered that you tipped them if you took a picture with them.
Johnny Grant. Isn't that his name? He was the honorary mayor of Hollywood. I think it's Johnny Grant. He wanted to banish them from Hollywood because he thought that they...
Well, some of them are getting a little...
And this is 10 years ago that they were doing it. And now they have it where they have to be 5 feet away because technically they're on public... on city property if they're 5 feet away from the front of a business. Mm. So they can't go into, say, the Chinese theater. No. They can't go into right. those type of places.
Right.
I want to interview, and I can't I put him on my list, and I can't recall his name right now, but I want to interview the guy who has dressed up as Superman.
he's not out there anymore.
No, I saw him recently. Really? He is into Superman.
Well, Jack Sparrow,
that's his
he's like, I literally, he looks just like him.
No, these guys are into it.
He's been around for like a while.
So now there's going to be like 50 Jack Sparrows.
Would you freak out if you walked down the street and saw somebody dressed up as Gracie Glam?
I don't really know what that costume would entail.
But like if they were saying, I'm Gracie Glam, and you like that person... looked like you, and they would that just how would you like
well, if
it?
They said that to me, and they didn't know it was me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, give me whatever drugs you have, because I'm on that level. No,
you know, I think I may dress up as Gracie Glam this year.
I think you should.
I could, yeah.
I heard a lot of people are dressing up as Bruce Jenner, and they have like the male version of him and like the female version.
Wait. Do you still have the dress that you accepted your Best New Starlet award in?
Of course.
Because I could wear that, and I could be the Best New Starlet.
Well, you're halfway there right now.
And then my career can explode and skyrocket because I'm team BNS.
Team BNS is dead.
what's that?
Team Best New Starlet.
Oh.
But it only includes me and Cagney Lynn Carter.
But isn't that over? Like, isn't it run out eventually?
Yeah, after a year. But
no,
you get
after like 3.5, 4 years, some people.
Do you like carry that around? Is that do you have like a card in your wallet that says, do you get like a little... ID card?
No, but I made some.
do you introduce yourself as BNS?
No.
Hi,
no.
I'm BNS.
Nope.
Do you have a tattoo?
Hers just BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like kind of holding off on the tattoos because I'm getting one removed right now. So
good for you.
Smart move. I hate the girls that do the tattoos. I'm tattooing, gonna go as a tattoo artist. That's what I'm doing.
Tattooing has gotten way out of hand in our world.
Way out of hand. And some of them are just so atrocious. Oh.
Are we talking about tattoos, or are we talking about ass injections?
Oh. No. I'm going with the other day.
Let's not go
way
there.
Out
a
of
few
hand.
Weeks ago.
Let's not go there. I got
a picture
in trouble
came
for that.
Through that Alex showed me, and it was a girl who had the Nike swoosh on her ass. Oh. She had, I'm like, okay, funny, but I can't have that show up on set. What the fuck are you thinking?
Well, but lately what's bugging...
Just don't do it.
What bugs me right now is the trend of this chest pieces.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Horrid.
I'm old fashioned, but it's like, you got to carry that shit around with you the rest of your fucking life.
Nothing ruins a great set of tits like a chest tattoo.
Oh.
I mean, but it's never, like, not in the beginning or even like as the like
and
first
you
week,
could,
it's never been
here. And
cute.
The right above, you know, the pubic bone, right above the pussy.
Yeah.
That shit annoys
daddy's girl.
The fuck. Oh.
Somebody has daddy's girl above that.
And I don't know, there's a really hot girl, and
or
I won't
fairy.
Name names, that she has a really bad tattoo right above her pussy. And it's like, everything about her is just beautiful, and then she's got this stupid tattoo that is just... I'm not going to name names, but it's not smart.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should get a tattoo for Halloween. You don't have any tattoos, do you?
I have no tattoos. I have no intention on getting a tattoo.
Really? Never?
I'd probably get the bat symbol or something. I saw somebody the other day that had a fail, and they did a minion, and it was like a third grader had drawn it on their body, and it may have been, but it was like, wow, that's disappointing. That's,
yeah,
that's
I've seen
sad.
Some bad ones through the years. I've seen some really bad ones through the years, like mine. No, I'm just kidding.
So this year for me, Halloween, speaking of the Chinese theater, I'm supposed to go to the Heaven and Hell party. And I will, by the time this airs, I'll still be deciding whether or not I want to go to that. Mm. I don't know how they rented out part of the Chinese theater for a porn party.
You can rent anything in this town.
I
know
but it was kind of strange to see that come up. And then we've been invited to go to the Magic Castle for Halloween. Now, that seems mildly interesting, but I don't really want to
yawn.
I don't want to dress up, but I'm sure there's a requirement of dressing up because they're very...
I could just see you wearing like a black tux with one of those little black masks.
Oh,
like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Alex is dressing up as Genie from I Dream of Genie.
Oh,
I know, that was classic. And so she's like, you can dress up as
Major the Nelson? Major.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I was like, I'm working all week, and that's gonna be a major pain in the ass. So I don't think I'm doing.
I think Halloween, I'm just gonna be asleep.
You know what? I'm kind of. It's the day after my birthday. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do yet.
I'll be working.
Yeah, because you're not sure, because every single year besides last year, I've planned your birthdays.
That's true. That's true. My co-host Gracie Glam has planned birthdays for a number of years, mm-hmm. and sometimes she even shows up to the ones she plans.
Did you?
That was only one time, and that's because you got me the job that I was on.
I got
did
her
you,
a job.
Did you plan one for this year?
No, nope. I did not.
Maybe we should.
He doesn't ever talk to me.
That's the responsibility of the girlfriend, I believe, at this point.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I'll tell you.
What time do you get done work?
Well, because the boss decided, and I told her how she found out that it's my birthday, is I told her that I'm adding $25 onto the food budget for a cake. And she's like, oh, it's your birthday. That's sweet. And then I found out that she made it the longest day of the 2 days. So it's three sex scenes, a bunch of dialogue Ew. People coming in. And I'm like, I will be off of that set in time to go to a bar. I
you know
will
what's really
have a drink
sad
before
is that
my birthday's
over. Your
ever.
Whole birthday, you're going to get to watch other people fuck, and then you don't get to fuck. There's something wrong with that.
You know, my birthday...
When I got a pill for that.
My birthday, when Alex and I first hooked up, and this is the party that Gracie set up but didn't show up to, I went home with Alex Chance. She came to my home, and I laid on the floor and passed out, and she slept in my bed, and we didn't have sex the night of my birthday because I was too drunk, and we didn't have sex the next morning because I was too hungover. I would have thrown up.
Wow.
Well, we're going to wrap up this Halloween episode.
Before we do, we're going to play a little game.
Oh. Do you want to play a game?
You want to play a game, Gracie?
I have a game for you.
Nope. Just so you know, the producer, you're new to the co-hosting. The producer has pulled out the
I have game. A new game.
Okay.
Next week, maybe you can do a game.
It's just a really simple game.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy answer.
All right.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And you have to give me an answer. I'm going to go ladies first. The lady gets to answer this first.
So that's me.
Yeah, he's wearing a tiara right now.
I am wearing a tiara.
I said ladies
Glam.
First. I didn't say princesses first.
Gracie Glam brought me an amazing birthday stuff here we go. For this episode.
Simple question.
And I'm wearing a tiara.
Back to me.
Simple question. Who would you rather fight, a shark or a bear?
Let's go with the shark.
And why?
Because a bear is going to drag you and eat you, and a shark... is going to bite you once and then realize you're not a seal and then move along. So you might only miss like an arm or some shit. Bear, you're done.
Okay. And yeah.
Mo? I think I'm going with the shark as well. I agree completely. The bear is going to maul you and you're not going to survive from that. And what I learned from Jaws is, you know, you can survive that if you're prepared. Jab it in the eye, blow it up with something, do something. I think... the drowning aspect of this could go poorly, but I think I'd go after the shark.
Okay. Thank you.
That was a good game. That was a good game. Okay. We'll do a next game for you on a future episode if we choose to bring you back.
Well, okay.
She has no comeback, and that's rare. Gracie Glam, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Twitter, @GlamChatter, no E. Same with Instagram and Tumblr. houseofglam.tumblr.com.
Wow, you sounded
so... website?
No.
Okay.
You sounded so enthusiastic about all your social media.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing right now.
Mr. Avery, do you have anything you want to promote? Anything you want to plug? Anything out there in the Julie Land universe you want to, you know, throw out there?
Not really.
No. Oh. Well, my name is Maurice. This is More with Mo. Or... More with Gracie, depending on what wins.
Less with Mo and more with Gracie.
I think this is a lot of fucking Mo.
This was a lot of Mo.
And a little bit of Gracie.
Hence co-host.
Yeah. Hence, I had all the bomb ass ideas we didn't do.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
They were Halloween.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
Okay,
so
finish with your Twitter. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is @MoXXX or Moxa, some people like to call me. You can check out my Instagram, TheAverageMo, or also... my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Peace out.